There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
A couple of weeks ago on this program, there was a piece of news. It was in local media, it had been in international media, and it was about a documentary called Jane. And I remember getting quite animated and quite excited about it. Because it is about Jane Goodall, and it was footage that was found, and it was basically found on a shelf. It wasn't, it was in disarray, essentially, and it has been pieced back together, and it screens on National Geographic tomorrow night. It's at 10 to 10 UAE time. Now, with us, Sanjay Rayner. He's the GM for National Geographic Abu Dhabi, the MENA region, Senior Vice President, Fox Networks Group as well. And we can ask you directly about that. Sanjay, good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Very nice to meet you. So this is never-before-seen footage of Jane Goodall's groundbreaking chimpanzee research. Anybody familiar with nature documentaries, to use a rather trite phrase, is aware of Jane Goodall and the work that she did, how groundbreaking she was. This young girl, as she was at the time, without any qualification or experience going into the wild and communicating with chimpanzees. She says, Jane took me back to the best days of my life. Right. So this premieres tomorrow. Where on earth do we start? It's been hailed as spectacular. Tell us about it.
100 hours of footage which was accidentally found, most of it rather, and the society then decided to kind of take forward the whole movement of conservation, which the society, the National Geographic Society, is very well known for. And we have pieced it together. A lot of it was very basic SD as we know it. I mean, today everybody talks of HD, upconverted, digitized, and we have created a two-hour stunning documentary on Jane, which I don't think is a great piece of work alone. There is much more beyond those 2 hours of programming. And this programming of 2 hours will be available tomorrow as the timing is 9:50 on the National Geographic channel in UAE, and will also be broadcast in Arabic a day later on National Geographic Abu Dhabi, which is our Arabic channel. And this brilliant documentary is, as Jane said in one of her long interviews, it's about a love of a woman with her work. That's that one line which describes what she has done in all those years. She's 84 now and going still great about it. And the whole chimpanzee family being brought out to the world is nothing but Jane's work. She was the first person to name chimpanzees. So Fifi and David, Greybeard, and God knows what kind of beautiful names. And they all got recognized by those names. Chimpanzee mothers would get their kids, baby chimps, and put them on her lap as if she was one of those village doctors tending to the babies. Jane figured out, and that is also beautifully illustrated in the film, how chimps use tools to eat ants, because, you know, they use those sharp plants or tree shoots and turn them into long kind of tools and insert them into the anthills and take out ants and then enjoy that. So I think this documentary brings forth the fact that there is a huge kingdom that lives out there in the jungle, and we are responsible for that jungle. We are responsible for conserving that jungle. And here is this lady who has pioneered it all.
It is. It's a stunning documentary. The trailers are running at the moment. Let's just hear a little bit.
The more I learn, the more I realize how like us they were.
Truth is stranger than fiction. And fiction can be transformed into prophecy. Here we have a perfect example of that evolution.
Jane Goodall, tall, blonde and beautiful.
Living with the chimpanzees in the wilds of Africa.
Were you ever really very frightened?
I thought they were nicer than us. I had no idea of their brutality.
It's amazing to say. I thought they were nicer than us. I mean, there's a great naivety to that, because Absolutely. These are wild animals.
These are wild animals. And Gombe, which is, and we are talking of 1960s. We aren't talking of any support missions, which normally happen in today's conservation world, right? And here is this young 20-something-year-old lady from... She used to work as a secretary in that office.
Yeah.
Her boss nominated her because he thought she will bring in a fresh breath of air, not the normal conservationist. And then she goes there and she falls in love. She starts taking notes. And initially, all her work is through notes. There were not many photographers available then. And then she requests for a photographer, Baron Hugo, who goes there, who apparently was one of the finest National Geographic Society photographers ever. They fell in love and got married.
Mm.
And they had a child who was born in London, of course, and then they moved back to Gombe, and the child was raised there for 6 years. So nobody does that. I mean, it's unimaginable to kind of take your kid back. We're talking of 1960s, you know.
Well, this is the thing, and that's the context. It was an extremely odd, I suppose, thing to do at that point in history. It's the stuff of, I don't know, it's a Hollywood script,
it's
really,
a Hollywood
isn't
script.
It? It wouldn't be out of place. And that kind of leads me to how you put this together, because there are reels upon reel of 16mm film that were found, believe. I don't know if that's part of
it. Yeah, it was accidentally discovered in one of the libraries. That's
okay.
True. Yeah.
So then that was then put together, and there were no notes there was no audio there.
Exactly.
So how long did that process take?
It's been more than 2 years that this work has been on.
Right.
Much more than that.
Okay.
And this work has all been pieced together, and we have kept it under a much larger banner, which is not published because that's more internal. It's called the National Geographic 2.0, which is basically all the brilliant programming that we are bringing out on larger-than-life figures, Jane being one of them. Programming like Genius and Mars and so on and so forth, which brings the whole perspective of the world in a larger, much larger Hollywood-esque kind of a treatment to the audiences.
Mm. And it's kind of, there's a change, isn't there, in with channels like National Geographic, the similar channels that you find now on the satellite services.
Sure,
there is more of a, and I don't mean this to sound wrong in any way, but there is this emphasis on storytelling within documentary making, rather than the old style of documentaries that I suppose we're all used to. There's a discernible change to me.
I think it works both ways. The storytelling aspect is core to any factual channel, and factual channel is like National Geographic and some others in the market. And generally, people do want to learn and see a story. The point now is, what do you take to kind of project and portray that story and tell that story?
Okay.
If you look at, and slightly digressing, if you look at a program that we did last year called Genius, which had Geoffrey Rush, the famous British actor, as the protagonist, and he plays Albert Einstein in an 8-part series. We are now furthering that and doing a Genius 2 on Pablo Picasso, with Antonio Banderas playing Picasso. So it has that so-called film stroke Hollywood kind of effect. It is a story, finally, about Picasso on one hand and Einstein on another hand.
I think that's where I was trying to get to.
That's
there.
Right.
You're far more eloquent than I am when it comes to describing how TV works, obviously. It's interesting. I want to ask you, I mean, this premieres tomorrow night in English at 9:50. It's in Arabic the day after.
That's right.
So that's when Jane is on, but you're based here. What can you tell us about what's coming up that might be of particular interest?
So National Geographic in this region has been available for last 10 years, more than 10 years. And both in our local variant, the Arabic version, as well as the English version, we have some amazing programming that keeps coming itself on television. So Jane comes tomorrow, followed by, which is currently on, One Strange Rock, which is written by Will Smith and even presented by him. So we're getting a lot of these Hollywood actors suddenly interested in telling the story to the world. One Strange Rock is about Earth, as the name says, One Strange Rock. It is one rock that we are talking about and its various aspects. We have Morgan Freeman now, literally a face of National Geographic, why he did two great series with us. One is Story of God, where he goes around 8 or 9 major locations of the world where religions have kind of thrived and
reborn. Talks to people about their beliefs. Yeah.
And talked about people's beliefs and, you know, how various religions have kind of, you know, nearly the same credo and so on and so forth. And now he's just finished Story of Us, which is a story about various cultures and various human beings around the world, and how the Peruvians and the Mayans and the Aryans and the Hoang Ho civilizations and all of these had a similar connect as a human being. And we all react and work similarly in many ways. We have Genius coming up. We had Mars, which is one of the most prized documentaries that we made, an 8-part series on Mars, which was aired last September, October, and which will have a season 2. So very high-grade documentaries that we are bringing. And then, of course, dubbing them all in Arabic for the Arabic audiences and English audiences. Of course, they watch all in English in this part of the world.
Okay.
And a lot of local programming. We produce close to about 40 to 50 hours of documentaries locally every year. So that works very well for us in this.
Okay. Well, Mars was tremendous, by the way. Here's a text in. Jane and Diane Fossey are legendary primatologists. Can't wait for the documentary to debut tomorrow. That's Sam texting in. So there is some support, of course. Jane premieres tomorrow at National Geographic. It's on at 10 to 10. Sanjay Rayner is General Manager at National Geographic Abu Dhabi MENA, also Senior Vice President of the Fox Networks Group. Sanjay, good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.